Could helping people find a stable place to live improve their health and save money? I'm Dan Gorenstein, host of the health policy podcast, Trade-Offs. Health officials across the country are turning their eyes to California, which is in the early days of the most ambitious effort yet to push Medicaid coverage beyond the four walls of traditional healthcare. It's a new program called CalAIM. It launched at the beginning of this year, and Trade-Offs producer Ryan Levy is here to tell us more about it. Ryan, what's California trying to do with this program?
So CalAIM is actually a massive overhaul of California's Medicaid program, which is the largest in the country, covering nearly 15 million people.
And for those who don't know, Medicaid is the joint federal and state health insurance program for low-income and disabled Americans.
Exactly. And California has crammed a lot into CalAIM. There's expanded dental benefits, new ways of treating addiction, better patient-sharing data. But the thing that has Medicaid officials all over the country really watching California is the part of the initiative that's trying to go beyond traditional healthcare to actually stabilizing the lives of some of the program's most complex and vulnerable patients.
What does that mean, Ryan, stabilizing people's lives?
I'll give you an example, Dan. We met Dale Stout when we were in Riverside, California, which is about 50 miles east of LA. Dale is 50. He had a stroke earlier this year. And while he was in the hospital, the bank took his house. He became homeless. Now, Dale is on Medicaid, which normally would mean that the program would pay for his time in the hospital, and then Dale would be on his own to figure out whatever comes next. But with CalAIM, Medicaid paid for Dale to go to a facility where he could stay for a few months to get back to full strength.
If they hadn't stepped in and taken me, I would have been on the streets. I would have went right back to drinking. I would be dead.
While Dale's been there, he's relearned how to walk, gotten sober, scheduled brain surgery. CalAIM has also paid for a caseworker to help Dale look for a new place to live and apply for housing assistance.
So it sounds like the big idea here is that California believes in order to help someone like Dale take better care of his health, they first need to deal with some of his basic social needs, like, as you were saying, a place to stay. And then if they can do that, he'll actually be healthier and cost Medicaid less in the long run.
That's right, Dan. And this is kind of radical. I mean, Medicaid is a health insurance program, you know, not a housing agency. You actually can't use federal Medicaid dollars to pay for someone's rent. But CalAIM is pushing the envelope, so it includes 14 things that are closer really to social services, like helping someone find an apartment, like Dale, treating mold in the home of someone with asthma, or covering the cost of meals for a diabetic.
Okay, so this started January 1st. How are things going so far, Ryan? The good, the bad, the ugly?
Well, it's obviously early, but there are some promising signs. So Dale Stout, who we've been talking about, is potentially on track to move into his own place this fall, thanks to CalAIM. But his story also illustrates one of the biggest challenges facing the program, and that's housing availability. You know, Dale's been healthy enough to move into his own place for months, but he's been stuck at that facility waiting for a housing voucher to come through, something that CalAIM can't really do anything about. And since no state has tried to do anything like this at such a large scale, we're really going to need to see some rigorous evaluation to know if all the Medicaid money California spends on these social services actually improves people's health and saves money in the long term.
Trade-Offs producer Ryan Levy, thank you so much for your reporting on this.
No problem, Dan.
To hear much more about CalAIM, including its origin story, check out the full episode wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Dan Gorenstein. This is Trade-Offs.